Into the pain, 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 into the pain,
falling into the pain,
specification
levels, falling into the pain,
specification levels,
falling into the pain,
specification levels,
falling into the pain,
specification levels,
falling into the pain,
falling
into the pain,
falling into the pain. Well. What do we have here?
Falling.
I guess it seemed innocent enough at first, didn't it? Listen to the flow state a few times. Get off on the thought of losing bladder control. What are we going to do with you? Seems I'm just too good for you. Seems you've listened to that file enough times to actually develop a full-blown problem. Coming home day after day in soaked underwear? Disgraceful. I suppose since I'm the one who got you into this literal mess, I'll have to be the one to get you out of it. I surmise that trying to undo the programming will take too long. I'll have to find another way to retrain your mind. I've got it. I was saving these for a special occasion, but now I suppose I have no choice but to reveal them. This gorgeous pair of pink lace and silk panties has been at the bottom of my drawer for months. Brand new, never worn. Won't you agree, my darling, that they are lovely? Just about the loveliest thing you ever saw. You know, I got them in a magic shop downtown. Can you believe that? The oddest place in the world to find a single, beautiful pair of panties, of all things. I did ask the shop owner about it. She swore it must have been some sort of stocking error. But, I don't know, her answer just never sat well with me. Anyway, they're yours now. I've seen the way you look at my woman's things from time to time. You seem to have an unusually appreciative eye for the finer things when it comes to lingerie. I figure, with a piece of your own, maybe you'll covet them enough not to piss them every time you're triggered. Now, I suppose you're liable to have a few accidents, but until those accidents come to a complete stop, you will not be allowed to wear your big boy underwear again. Do you understand? Maybe you'll learn to appreciate your cotton jockeys again after a week of this tight, unforgiving lace. Well, all right now. What are you waiting for? Down with the pants and the wet underwear. I want to see how you look in these. Now, isn't that a pretty sight? Keep those on until bedtime. and I want them hand-washed every day as soon as you get home from work. They should be clean and dry by the time you wear them the next morning. And should you get the urge to cheat and wear your old underwear again, forget it. I've thrown them all out. I'll take you shopping for some new ones once you've passed your test. But until then, you'd better cherish those panties, love. They're all you've got. All right, it's time for bed now. It's as good a time as any to get used to wearing those panties while you sleep. Who's my pretty sissy? You're my pretty sissy. Looks so nice in your pink panties. So hot in your pink panties. Pretty sissy. Who's my sissy slut? You're my pretty slut. Just a simple stocking error. No funny business here. Such pretty panties. I feel pretty. I feel sexy. I love to feel like a pretty girl. Pink lace feels so good on my hips. Pink silk rubs against my cock. So glad she made me wear her panties. So glad she made me wear her panties. Never want to go back to boy underwear again. You never want to wear boy underwear again. I'm so in love with my new panties. Love my new panties. These panties make my cock so hard. My cock is so hard. Never mind. It's just the panties talking. No, don't mind me. I'm just the panties talking. Talking to your subconscious. I know you like me. Aren't you glad that you're wearing me? I like how you fill me with your cock and ass. I like hugging your hips. I will turn you into the ultimate sissy slut. I promise. All you have to do is keep wearing me. Just keep wearing me out. Wear me out to work. Out to the store. Right out the door. You wear me everywhere you have to go. So cute when you bend over like that. That little curve of your ass. Ooh, nice hips. Because I feel so good on your taut, perfect little ass. I see that sway in your hips. The way you stand a little taller. And more delicately, panties like me can change a man. It's okay. It's not your fault. You're just a victim of my charm. Literally. Why do you think she found me in a magic shop? Any man who put me on was destined to be morphed into a pretty sissy. Try to resist if you must, but I have to warn you that it is futile. Besides, you don't want to do that. Not when you've got so much to look forward to. Imagine it. From the moment you wake up, you stretch out like a cat. Feline. Feminine and sleek. Your back arched. Your legs spread. Roll those hips. Roll those hips around for me. Make some extra room for your morning wood in these cock-hugging pink panties. Feeling so, so pretty. You soap yourself up in the shower. Lather up, lather up, lather up. Rubbing your palms. All over your sensitive little nipples. Snaking your hands. Down your narrow little waist. Go ahead. Circle the head of your dick with your fingertips. Just like it were a clit. Fat, pink, pretty little clit. Then imagine, by the time you get dressed, you're feeling very ladylike. Shimmying into your pants. way a hot girl shimmies into her favorite pair of tight jeans. It's scary to think it could become normal for you, but you don't worry about it too much. Your panties just feel too nice for you to give a damn. You go about your daily routine. Go to work. Do your job. But with every step you take, every time you sit or stand, every trip you make to the bathroom, this pink panties thing is starting to feel less like a punishment and more like a treat. As much as you hate to admit it, being forced to wear these pink panties is the best thing that could have happened to you. Deep down inside, though, you pray that no one else can see the side effects. After a few days pass, you start to notice the strange looks you're getting from your co-workers, especially men. You see the look in their eyes. Confusion, disgust, lust. Weeks have passed, and it's only gotten worse. You just can't seem to stop yourself from presenting. That's what they call it in the animal kingdom. When one animal insists on showing off its goodies to another. And you feel like an animal, don't you, sissy? You just can't seem to help yourself. These charmed pink panties have allowed you the freedom to tap into who you really are. And you couldn't be more grateful. Thank you, panties. Thank you, panties. You're just like an animal out of control. Like a sissy bitch in heat. You surrender to the pull of the panties. The panties that are forcing you to move your hips in undulating waves, making your ass look pert, plump, and perfectly presentable. Your mind slips and you lose your grip on manhood. Every day that you wear these pink panties, you pout. When you ought to frown, you bend at the waist. When you ought to stoop, you blush like a schoolgirl. When you ought to grin, who's my pretty sissy, huh? It's almost like you're a captive in your own increasingly feminine body. You're lucid enough to know how odd it is for you to be sitting prettily, knees crossed over one another, foot dangling flirtatiously, arms folded delicately over your waist. Your brain knows it's wrong, but what can you do? Your body is charmed by those dastardly pink panties that you wear. And the insistent pull of complete sissification is too much for you to bear. It's nice to feel pretty. It's your secret alone. No one else knows. You pretty little sissy, blossoming right under your clothes. In your little pink panties, you act like you want it, like you're asking for it. You know you should stop, but you can't. There's no turning back. Every day you're forced to wear your special panties, is another day you go more and more out of control. But I have good news for you, my pretty little sissy slut. A little bit of a pleasant surprise, a secret, if you will. Would you like to hear it? The secret truth is, you don't need a special pair of pink panties. The words and imagery I've chosen thus far have been conditioning your subconscious mind to accept every pair of underwear you put on from this point forward as pink panties. Through the power of your mind, you will henceforth begin experiencing pink panty effects from your normal, everyday underwear. This first exposure has been more than enough to kick off the process, and subsequent exposure will only result in your mind becoming more and more convinced that every time you put on underwear will result in your further and irrevocable sissification. So, do not be surprised when you start to feel pretty. Don't be surprised when your normal, masculine gestures, speech, carriage, and habits go from blue to pink, from masculine to feminine, from standard to slutty. I've stoked the flame, and now it's only a matter of time before your whole existence becomes engulfed. And you transform from a regular, kinky guy into a flaming, foxy, sissy slut. You're welcome. From this point on, you don't have to do anything except keep relaxing, keep breathing, keep getting up in the mornings, and getting dressed. The more you expose yourself to this file, the more noticeable the symptoms of your sissification will gradually become. And by the time they become noticeable, it will already be too late. If I were you, I would clear plenty of space on my dresser for all the makeup and cosmetics and wigs I'm about to invest in. Things that I could no longer resist buying. And I'd clear plenty of space in my closet for all the beautiful, delicate lingerie I'll feel compelled to purchase. Only a few short weeks until your deeply suppressed inner sissy begins to take over. But until then, continue to be my good boy. And remember that cute little sissy ass belongs to me.
Into the beat.
into the pink. Falling into the pink.
Falling
into the pink.